Number four, consider approval of resolution 2019-18, a resolution adopting the 2019-20 fiscal year interim budget. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, city administration, along with all the directors you see sitting in the back of the room and their staff have put a lot of hours in this year on the budget. And we've reviewed it and recommended the interim budget to be presented to the budget committee. The budget committee has reviewed this and recommended approval. City administration feels that we have submitted a well thought out and reasonable interim budget for the fiscal year 19-20. And at this time, I would like to call Ms. Austin up, and she will get into a little more detail.
Okay, again, thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm certain that you've all had an opportunity to review the final or the interim budget in detail, but I will elaborate on a few items. First, as Mr. Hernandez mentioned, the city has a solid budget, and I'd like to recognize the Budget Committee, Chairman Eddie Rodriguez, Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores, Councilor Wes Carter, and Councilor Jason Shirley for their continued support, guidance, and expertise throughout this process. We had five Budget Committee meetings over several months and spent a great deal of time going over the details of the budget and, you know, making certain that we talked about every capital project, operating costs, any new positions, increases in labor. We discussed all of the budget, and overall, I feel like we have, once again, a very solid budget. So I will go over some of the details here. I'd also like to note that, in addition, I'm confident that the current trend in gross receipts tax revenue will continue, allowing the city an opportunity to invest excess funds into further infrastructure projects or other worthwhile projects, including debt service reduction. Beyond the current trend in gross receipts tax revenue, the city's directors all used a great amount of care and consideration when making their budget requests and fine-tuning those requests throughout the budget process, which again was over several months, at least 3 months. In summary, the city has a total of $103 million in revenues. Of the total budgeted revenues, $60.2 million is allocated to gross receipts tax, $13.6 million is allocated to water and sewer services, $6.5 million is allocated to solid waste services, and $4.1 million is allocated to lodgers tax. Labor is budgeted at $49.2 million. Of the total labor budget, $13.2 million is allocated to the police department, $9.1 million is allocated to the fire department, $5.1 million is allocated to water and sewer departments, and $2.3 is allocated to the solid waste disposal department. The operating budget is $35 million. Of the total operating budget, $6.6 million is allocated to contract and professional fees, $6 million is allocated to the cost of employee health insurance, $5 million is allocated to the repayment of bonds and MFA loans, and $2.7 million is allocated to materials and supplies. In addition, there's $2.3 million allocated to utilities. The total capital budget is $45 million. Of the total capital budget, $22.9 million is related to new projects and $22 million is related to carryover projects. The primary carryover project is the Double Eagle Phase 3, which is budgeted at $11.2 million. The new projects budgeted over $500,000 include $570,000 for HVAC upgrade at the museum, $600,000 for Intergov, and an additional $514,000 for a Fire Station 6 remodel, $1 million for the Cabin Theater remediation, which is lodger's tax, $1 million for the waterline upgrade in the Old Cavern area, $500,000 for a fan belt press at the treatment plant, $2 million for sewer interceptor upgrades, $1.1 million for street improvement projects, and an additional $7.4 million for larger street projects. Therefore, with a high degree of collaboration between the mayor, budget committee, and the directors, I would recommend that you approve the interim budget for fiscal year 19-20.
Questions for Ms. Austin? Thank you, Ms. Austin.
I'd like to echo her praise of the budget committee, the hours given up. Friday afternoons are tough, but we were able to get it done, and I really do appreciate everyone. And with that, I'd like to move for approval.